Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, how's it going, people? This is Brother Carson for Mad Dads Radio here, hosting on blogtalkradio.com. If you tune in every week, I thank you for listening in. We have great topics. I say that every week because it's true every week. Today we want to talk about the youth again, and we talk about how young people have the answers. I think that's true. I think young people do have the answers. We have answers because, obviously, as time goes on, things advance. But we have people who also believe that the youth can be very well lost, and I think it's true, too. I think it depends on what you mean when we say lost and how many or who applies to that number when you say lost, you know what I mean? Like, who are the lost ones? So I'm going to have my co-host call in pretty soon, and he's going to break it down. He believes that majority of the youth are lost. In which I believe so. I believe some youth are lost. You know, if they don't realize that they are smart and that they do have ideas and talents and ideas and answers, then they're going to mess around. They're going to feel worthless, and thus there's the whole gang activity, you know, bad lifestyle and stuff usually come into play, or they get hanged up in the wrong crowds and the wrong ideas. But young people have answers. You know, everything that we're doing now in this day and age are done by young people. You know, old people, and I'm not talking like literal terms, people. Like, when I say old people, I'm not talking about like you're like in your 60s or 70s, 80s. And I'm talking about people who've done it in the past, the pioneers. You know, we couldn't do things now without the pioneers, but now since we got the instructions on how to do it, we can take that and we can be pioneers of a whole new breed, of a whole new kind, with the same format, with the same blueprint used, you know what I mean? So young people have answers. It's just, what do we do with these answers that we have? And what kind of answers do we have? What kind of questions are presented to have these certain answers that we have? And I'm going to have my first caller call in. I believe it's my co-host. This is Blog Talk Radio caller. Who's this?
How you doing this morning, Alex?
I'm doing great, Gil. How you doing? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, we seem to have lost Gil for a second. He's going to call back in. But he's going to call in. He's going to talk about how he believes that Some youth are lost out there. So as soon as he calls back. But if you want to listen in and you want to chime in and, you know, bring your two cents in, because two cents are valuable. anyway, you can call in at any time during the broadcasting at 1-347-215-9262. Again, the call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. So, I don't know what's going on with my co-host. There you go, he's back. All right,
yeah, I'm back.
We lost for a second. What happened, sir?
Well, I'm moving through Iowa right now, so I'm in the middle of these fields, so the towers are just not that effective, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still out of town, brother.
Oh, okay, definitely. And what are you doing out of town, Gil?
I went to Kansas City. You know, to spend some time with my fiance's family for the week, for the holidays. So I'm headed back and forth Minneapolis as we speak.
Ah, okay. Definitely, and everything went smooth.
Yeah, everything went smooth, you know, but I got a chance to live here, you know, and see that, you know, that our youth are in trouble all over this country, you know. It's just not Minneapolis, you know. It's a universal ailment that's messing with us socially with our kids.
Definitely. I want you to speak a little bit, speak about what you witnessed as far as the youth out there in Kansas City.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, like just like with everywhere, you know, like where I was fortunate to be around a lot of kids, you know what I'm saying, that that had strong parenting guides, you know, guidelines. People that were very intermingled in with you know, how they went to school and, you know, what they do after school, who their friends were and that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And they were very positive children. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell the way they spoke, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Definitely. Hello? Gil? Hello? Gil, can you hear me out there? I think we lost him again. It's a bad connection, like he was saying earlier. It happens often, but yeah, like he was saying that, you know, we still have kids out there with those morals and values that I've always talking about. You know, he was getting into speaking about those morals and values that the kids that he was privileged to talk to, like he said, and because those are the kids who have answers. And not to say that the street kids don't have answers, they just have the wrong questions, you know what I mean, that's presented to them. So therefore, they're left by themselves to try to answer them, and they don't have the correct answer for a lot of these questions that they're presented to them, like, who are you? That's the number one question that's out there for our youth. Who are you? You know, a lot of kids can't even, you know, they can say, well, I'm so-and-so. My name is so-and-so. That's your name. But who are you? You know what I mean? What can a kid say to that? What can somebody who never really had an identity to say when that question is presented to them? You know, what can somebody really truly say when someone asks you, who are you? We got my co-host is back. Gil, I understand this is a crazy connection, huh?
Yeah, man, we're going through these cornfields, you know, and they don't have no towers up, you know?
Yeah.
So the signal don't last long.
Yeah. Definitely. There's some cell phones, man, you know, they say it's wireless, but we see we need them wires to work for it.
Got that right.
You know, I was just talking about how, you know, when somebody's presented the question, who are you, what is the child supposed to answer to that? And how is that person supposed to answer, especially if they never identify themselves or who they really are?
Well, you know, that's a part of parenting. You know, we've got to let people stop trying to be friends to our kids, you know, and start being mentors, start being role models and stuff, start being examples, you know, start setting an example for our children and stuff and saying, we got to let people, we got to raise the standard, man, saying, of acceptance for what our children do, you know, like, I mean, we're not even supposed to let our kids go to kindergarten, man, without knowing the ABCs and the 1-2-3s, man, and to know how to say yes, sir, and no, and yes, ma'am, you know? And these things are being ignored now, you know what I'm saying, because of the sake of individuality, and I don't want to let them suppress my kid and that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, discipline is letting the being that got out of our child-bringing abilities and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to put my hand on my child and stuff like this and stuff. One, the child is not going to break. Two, if you don't put your hands on them, somebody else is going to put their hands on them. The police have got no problem putting their hands on our children. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the big things and stuff that I really feel is affecting us adversely in our communities is that we do not have authority over our children. You know, we have 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds that's taking over a whole household. You know what I'm saying? We have 11 and 12-year-olds and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that run their parents, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, like when we left here and we were talking about these, our children have the answers, I got to ask the question, they got the answer to what?
Right.
You know, I mean, they can always tell you how to work the cell phone. They can always tell you how to beat one of those computer games. They can always left here and tell you and stuff and saying, well, that mumbo jumbo that's come over these radio stations and stuff like this and stuff. But when it comes to the practicality and stuff and saying of 1-2-3 ABCs and stuff, they have no idea. Yeah. You had to go off into the school to let people found it by the way that our kids in the 5th grade, how they comprehend what they read. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, they have a different reality and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So when you say that kids have the answer, I have to, you know, I have to fall back on it's like the answers to what? You know, because like my little nephews and stuff, they didn't go to school to master the art of lying, deception. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they can look you right in the face and tell you a lie. You know, and I'm like, what you? That's what you learned in school today. You know, and you know, and those are the things and stuff. You're saying that we as a community, we have to start instilling. You know what I'm saying? In you know, we have to start instilling in our children and stuff that they have to be responsible. You know, and that's one of the, like I said, that's one of the most paramount things that we've got to live here and achieve in our community today, and that's the re-education of the parenting of the parents.
Right.
You know?
Right. You know, and I think that's absolutely true. Because I mean, it's evident. I've actually witnessed, you know, when kids not just simply rebel against the parents, but I mean like disrespect. I mean, I remember staying the night over when I was younger. I remember staying the night in Bloomington with a good buddy of mine, and you know he you know these are white people, you know, and I was staying the night with them for a while, and I've seen when they had like a disagreement or a little argument, my guy would like really cuss out his mom, and that was the first time I ever seen that, because I've never seen like a black family, well, the ones that's you know, actually raising their kids, I've never seen that happen. I've never seen a child cuss out their mom without any serious consequences. And so when he cussed out his mom, she went upstairs and started crying. And I can remember thinking, wow, that is some mess right there. You know what I mean? Like, she's really crying because he just told you to shut up. And you know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous. And you know, the Bible says we spare the rod, spoil the child. So I tell you what, I know if my child gets out of hand, he's going to learn it the hard way or the easy way. You know what I mean? How to be respectful.
Yeah. You know, I'm not saying, you know, that child abuse. I don't promote child abuse in no form.
Of course.
I'm not saying. I'm saying discipline is different than child abuse. And I don't think you're saying that a child will live here gets a text message. You just tell him to go up in your room, you can't come out. And he got a MVP play up in there. You know what I'm saying? He got a $400 phone up in there. He's got a $600,000 computer and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're not teaching him no discipline. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, when he it's certain levels, man, saying of behavior that has to be addressed. And he has to be addressed aggressively for the child to understand that this here is not going to be tolerated. This is not a behavior in which I'm going to lay up here and condone. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I see another caller on the line with the 4056 number. Caller, who's this? This is Brother Carson.
Great, and peace, Brother Alex. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Miss Lenita. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I hear that you're wonderful. We have your fiance online with us.
I know. I hear him.
Yeah. So I'm glad to have the family on right here. So we're talking about how the youth have the answers, and we're talking about right now. The youth who don't have the answers due to lack of discipline and lack of having the true meaning of the foundation of how to do things and how to live life and to be respectful people. So what would you like to add on that, Ms. Lenita?
Brother Alex, you know, I'm a firm believer in charity starts at home and spreads abroad. And if the parents are not being parents, I mean, it goes right back to this. They took out prayer out of school when they took and put those what you call those metal detectors in the school and allowing kids bringing guns and weapons and knives and all this kind of stuff, and when the teachers stop being teachers. Because, you know, it starts at home. But then the kids got to come out the house. But see, the neighbors won't discipline them no more. The parents or the teachers not disciplining, and you got the parents not disciplining. So the kids are learning what they have to learn off the street, which is not good.
Right.
It's not good.
Right.
And, you know, I'm old school, and my butt got whipped, but I didn't get beat. And I agree with Brother Gill on that. It's a way to discipline your child.
That
timeout stuff, that's why you see these old crazy kids going to the grocery store having fits and stuff coming out because their parents are talking about timeout. No, it's timeout for the bullpen. For real. And it's time for us to go back to the old school way. You know?
Right, right.
The basics, you know, they call the basics of B-A-S-I-T. You know, we got to get back to the basics. You know, don't nobody know what that is, they need to go look it up.
That's right, and part of the reason is because the youth are now starting to be the parents, and they never learned what the basics is. You know what I mean? They haven't learned how to be leaders yet. So when they bring a child into their equation, that's when things get messed up. That's where you know, their life starts crumbling down, and then that child is not going to learn leadership because that mother didn't teach them leadership and so on and so forth. And then we have the generational curse. You know what I mean? Brother Gil, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still out.
Okay, I was just making sure because your number was flickering back on and off on my board
here.
You
know, can I say one more thing? You know,
yes,
I don't care what your parents do or what your parents' parents do. It's time for us as a community, as our number one, as an individual, to stand up and be calling for something, or she's going to end up falling for anything. Now, you know, these going after these sisters out here. There's one around here with blue hair, this yellow hair, this red hair, these tight pants on, all their booty hanging out, all their breasts are hanging out, not dressing appropriately in front of their child, using every word in the file language dictionary there is instead of using pleasant words to their children and stuff, talking to their children like they got some sense instead of knocking up aside their heads, you know what I'm saying? And talking to them like they anything. It's got to stop.
Right.
You got to be a parent. And if you don't know how, there's parenting classes out there. Don't be too prideful. Because pride comes before the fall. It says it in the word. We got to stop being so haughty and so cocky around here to think we know everything, but we don't know nothing.
Right. That's absolutely true. I mean, I've seen it. I mean, I've witnessed young parents out there or even older people, you know, that would beat their kids all around the head and, you know, calling them all kind of ignorant and all kind of ugly names to the point where I would be disturbed spiritually to where I have to say something, to where it's like, okay, you know what? If no one's going to defend this child, I will. Now, that can be your child all you want, but that child is not supposed to be beaten like that, not supposed to be pushed around, cussing at them. You know, somebody has to say something, and I think we're starting to lose our touch when it comes to that. You know what I mean? Like this show is about young people have the answers. Whenever, and this one is specifically for young people, for anybody really, but this one is specifically for young people. I know we've been told that, you know, if something is not your business, then, you know, stay out of it, right? You know, you mind your own business. But when things are coming to where something could be life-threatening or demeaning to another, have the right to say something, to do something, because a child can see that and want more of that. You know what I mean? They will want more of leadership. They want more of some kind of authority, so they will seek after it. Rather if it's a fight, you know, not necessarily start a fight, but, you know, of course that person is going to get offended, but you know, if you have the Spirit of God in you, especially, you know how to neutralize any offenses. Being number one, you have peace in your heart. So, you know, nothing like that can ever do any kind of harm to you or any damage to you because you have the whole armor of God on.
Brother Alex,
of God on.
Yes. Allen. What about the ones that don't know God? What are you going to tell
people
out here? Number one, it starts with love.
Right.
We got to learn how to love ourselves.
Right.
See, you know, just like I said, go back to it. I don't care how your parents treated you. It's time
right.
for all the hope you go down. I mean, seriously.
Right.
This world
right,
is in a turmoil. But if, when you learn how to love yourself, whatever you're hurting from, man, you need to come out to our parenting group classes on Tuesday night. They're free.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, learn how to love. If you don't know how to love, come out and let somebody teach you how to love. Because
Amen.
It starts with yourself. And if you don't know
Amen.
How to love somebody, then you can't love no child. Mothers, stop
right.
letting your children go out here naked, you know.
Right.
They can put on some clothes. Check what they got on when they go out. Get up in the mornings with them. Check what they got on when they go out. And we got too many of these young girls running around here talking about they 12 or 13 years old, telling these young men they 16 and 17 years old. And you know, there's no communication, ladies.
Right.
None.
Right.
We got
exactly.
to get back.
Right.
You know, and if you ain't got no love in your heart, how you going to do anything? Everything you do and everything you say is negative.
Right.
It's
exactly.
time out for negativity, my people, especially my sisters. I'm in my head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But all y'all young mothers, man, that got these young kids and throwing them, you ain't got to let your child make a mistake as a mistake.
Right.
You know, don't keep making them. For
right.
the sake of welfare and all that garbage, because there's too much stuff education-wise going out here. I don't care. I'm 55 years old, and I'm still learning.
Right.
So
Amen.
If you're talking about you don't know, ask somebody.
Right,
Stop
right.
being so prideful to where, you know, you want to keep all that stuff inside of you. You got to talk to
right.
somebody. You got to let it out. Instead of taking it out on your kid. Because
right.
that's what we do.
That's it. Because I think we forgot how to ask for help. I think that's the main problem right there. Wouldn't you agree, Gil?
Yes, I think, you know, like, asking for help is one of the main stumbling blocks that we have in the communication lapse between the parents and their children. You know, because, like, now you have a lot of, you know, like, when I was coming up, you know, I was raised with an illiterate father. My father, you know what I'm saying, he didn't know how to read. He didn't know how to write. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he was uncomfortable for us coming to him with, you know, with questions about our homework and that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we fight, you know, we have kids facing the same type of dilemmas today, that we have uneducated parents and stuff, you know what I'm saying, you know, don't knowing how to communicate with their children. You know, so, like, I'm not here to beat up on the kids today because, like, we have a lot of creativity. We have a lot of positivity. We have a whole lot of geniuses running within our communities, man. Because, like, you know yourself, Alex, that you've been the promoter of a bunch of Mad Dad events that lays up here and showcases the gifted children that we have in our community. So the kids are out there. You know what I'm saying? But what these kids are looking for, man, is stability. They're looking for consistency. They're looking for something that's going to be foundationally where they can lay up here and say, well, hey, man, that was the same thing yesterday, and it's the same thing tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We have to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, as parents. We have to lay up here and provide the tools that these kids need to bring out their creativity and their spontaneity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because it is not that, it's, you know, like when you say that's a very good topic you had today, when you saying that the kids have the answers. Because, see, Jesus, when Jesus was a child, when he brought it to the elders, you know what I'm saying? And they sat
right.
back in wondering, man, who taught you this? You know what I'm saying? And when you live here and you look at these kids today, these kids, man, saying have a whole lot to say.
A whole lot.
Because they've seen and they've experienced, man, and they've had on-hand experience, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
with the negativity that's close around them all day. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we have instability in our institutions, you know what I'm saying, inside of our education institutions, there's inconsistency. We have teachers that cannot allow to be teachers because of the bureaucracy that's involved in the school boards. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
we have, you
right.
know, we have teachers and stuff, and they have to teach our children, but they become babysitters. You know what I'm saying? They
right.
done had to become police in their classroom. They got to fend off attacks. They got to fend out all these different verbal attacks that come on these kids' mouths and stuff like this here. And then when you let in, you try to discipline the kids, you know, the mother comes in, she's just as stupid as the baby. It's not stupider. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So these things have to be, we got to be address those things first. That's why, you know, I'm a staunch believer in that, man, we have to re-educate ourselves on how to communicate with our children. We've got to be humble enough to get little enough so we can hear what our children are saying. You know, because we got all these kids and stuff and saying that's parents. You know what I'm saying? Like you see the average 13-year-old child going to school today, the mom is only, what, 26?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, maybe 30. And if you follow, I mean, if you just follow the educational tree down, you'll find that the mother didn't finish high school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She has no extended form of education. You know what I'm saying? And her worldly experiences, her worldly understanding and comprehension of how this world operates, you know what I'm saying, is limited. You know what I'm saying? So she doesn't have the tools necessary that's going to lay up here and help her child develop. So, you know, like when you said about that pride and stuff, that's one thing we got to get rid of in our society and in our community, man. We've got all this false pride going around, man. You know, and I do believe that the kids do have the answer. I do believe that it's going to come, a youth is going to open up its mouth, and it's going to lay up in that van and bring something so dramatic to the board that the whole world is going to have to take, you know, going to sit back on its heels and have to listen. Because it's a youth movement right now, man. Because everything is drawn toward our youth, you know what I'm saying? Look, commercials.
Right.
When a kid becomes 5 years old, you got commercialism, man, that lays up here and directs their attention and they focus directly on that child. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So again, that's another stimulus that's coming outside the home. You know, that's laying up here, you know what I'm saying, trying to persuade your child. You know, so, like I said, I'm a staunch believer, man, you know what I'm saying, that we got to bow down and we got to make ourselves little and we've got to be more receptive to what our kids are really trying to say. Because there's a lot of pain in our kids, man. There's a lot of confusion in our kids, man. And there's a lot of things and stuff that's saying that our kids can share with us that they're experiencing, man, that can open our eyes about our communication with them.
But we have to listen.
We have to be
willing to listen.
Right. Definitely.
Amen,
Sister Lanita. I mean, and that's definitely, that's the deal. Because I feel like, especially with the GRIP program, there's an individual in there. You know, his father died not too long ago. And we did a vigil for him. And I could tell that he has pain that he wants to let out. But I know it's going to take me some more communication and patience to get to that part. But we got to
Sister Lena said the same word, though.
Definitely.
You know, and that word is love. You got to have love, Alex.
Definitely. But we got another call online with the 0271 number. Caller, who is this?
Hey, this is VJ Smith with the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dad. What's up, Gil? What's up, Alex? How y'all doing?
How you doing, PJ? I'm doing great.
We also got
Sister Lanita
on
the phone too. And we're talking about young people got the answers, and I'll tell you why they really truly do have the answers is because we have gotten so hung up in excuse the background noise, but we have gotten so hung up in the fact that we don't listen to our young people anymore. We have stopped listening to our young people. We have got to allow them, even though how crazy it may sound or how foolish it may sound, there's so much wisdom in our young people because we say, oh, it ain't going to never work. It didn't work in the 60s. It didn't work in the 70s. It didn't work in the 80s. But, you know, there's a new spirit going right now. And I believe that the God that we serve gives our young people a lot of the answers for the issues that we have right now today. And that's why, Alex, I got you over the and you and Gil over, because you got some youth and some senior wisdom over our blog radio show, making sure that it goes out and people get it. You know, we got to stop trying to control everything. We can't control. We got to teach our young people, let them go. Let them make some mistakes, but get there behind them to make sure they don't make detrimental mistakes that will cause them to lose their lives. We've got to keep our young people busy. That's why I'm glad that, Alex, you're doing what you do and continue to work with our young people in the GRIP program and continue to help them. And that's why Sister Lanita is working with young girls and trying to help them figure it out. Every time she gets a chance to pour into a young lady and give them some of her wisdom, she's been through a lot. Right. And so these kids will learn from that and be able to move forward from that. So, yes, 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 our young people have the answer. The problem is, are we willing to let them do what we know they can do? Are we so greedy and so hungry for money that we'll get money from the community and won't allow the kids, we'll give them a few dollars to pick up trash and do all that, but why don't we allow them to get up in the meetings and talk about what they really need? Why won't we allow them to do exactly what we know they can do? That's what I'm talking about. Yes, young people have the answers. Let's give them the room and the space to do it. And I'll leave it open for everybody else, and I'll listen in. Go ahead.
Definitely. Sister Lanita, I want to ask you, with the young ladies that you talk to, that you have had a chance to mentor and talk to for a little bit, what are usually their main concerns and what are usually things that they have problems over?
I'm going to tell you, I've mentored a couple of ladies here lately, Alex, and it's been a humbling experience for me. But the main thing is they can't talk to their parents because mm-hmm. their parents are always downing them and telling them they're not going to be no good, they're not going to amount to anything. And, you know, this stuff went on with me when I was coming up, and I really didn't know that it really affected me until when I was in my 50s. I mean, and I thought I was functional, but then to come to find out I was just as dysfunctional as everything, but I kept it together, you know, because of the morals and the ethics that my parents, you know, instilled in me. But then when I didn't have any more kids to raise and my kids got grown, you know, I started acting kind of crazy. And I had to go somewhere and get myself back together again. But these kids, you know, they need some love, man. That's what they need. You know, and since, I mean, the two kid girls that I have done, man, they have jobs now. They're getting themselves apartments, you know. And I thought I said, just a little talk. And let them talk and let them get out what they need to get out without them just saying, no, that ain't the way to go. Just because that didn't work for you. It's like Brother BJ said, this is a new way. These kids got a new, I don't know what's in the milk, what's in the food, what's in whatever they drinking and whatever they eating, but they come out smart.
Right, right.
You got 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds working computers and stuff and everything, and know how to work on the telephone, know how to do stuff better than you did. So that's what my brother BJ said, we got to expand and let these kids go ahead and have their run of the mill, but still keep a rein on them, but we still got to give them love first, and then hear the ideas second. And then thirdly, we got to promote them and let them go ahead and do what they need to do to get what they need to get to make it into this world. And that's what's going on right there for them.
My good friend Chanel, who you had a chance to speak to and mentor a little bit with, she's been doing a whole lot better. And she oftentimes she tells me it's because of you, because you help her to, build her spirit. You know what I mean? And I can tell because now when I see her, she used to never like to smile a lot, but she's always smiling. She's always laughing. She's this lovely person. And I can tell she genuinely, especially when she talks about you, she loves you, you know.
But Alex, I had to be loved first, you know?
I
surrounded myself with positive people because Brother BJ was a big influence in my life. And, you know, nobody want to be around nobody that's frowning and negative all the time. So I had to put myself in a child's position to know, you know, to come down in order to help them, to understand them. Man, I got to love them first, and I got to let all my guards down and all my walls down and let them come in. you know, and get them in. You know, and then get them in, I got to keep them in. So I got to make myself real tiny for them. You know, I'm not a 55-year-old woman to them. I'm just little woman hanging out with them, trying to do some things for them to make them happy, man. I hope that the seed that I planted in them, somebody else will water it, man. You know what I'm saying? To keep them moving.
Right. Definitely. And I think that's all we have to do. We have to really just be the ones to just plant that seed into them. Because, the power of words, words have some serious power. And I believe that too. Just the other day when I was coming home, it was my birthday the other day. And just the other day
Happy
when
birthday.
I was coming home. Thank you so much. You're so nice, Miss Lanita.
Sister Anita, hold up, Alex. Go ahead, man. It's his birthday. Go on, hit in Sister Anita with a little birthday song, would you?
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, Alex.
Happy birthday, brother Alex.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
you.
I
love you, brother Alex, but you know, without God in our lives, like you say, and without the power of prayer, our prayer fixes everything. And without God in our life, man, I couldn't be the person I am today. But the Bible says, you know, that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth shall have everlasting life. Everlasting life is free. So, parents, let's get it behind our kids out there. Let's love on them. Let's give them some everlasting life. It's free, baby. Love is free. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen. That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I think more people just need to realize that there is such thing as that kind of love. Like that, when I realized it, that's what changed me over. Like I was saying, I appreciate the song so much, Miss Alina. That is very nice for you guys. I got another call on the line.
Hey, yeah.
Caller from 7968 number. Who's this?
That's Leroy.
How you doing, brother Leroy?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I was just telling the story about what happened the other day in the power of words. I was coming home, Leroy, and, coming home from a long day. We just did the Keith Ellison Labor Day barbecue, and this lady was... she was standing there, and she came up to me. And at first, I couldn't understand why would the Lord lead her to me? You know, I kept feeling like I had nothing to offer her, you know. I didn't have anything to give her. But, you know, I should have known that I have much to give her because she needed someone to talk to for that moment. And she seen the Mad Dad shirt that I had over my shoulder. And so she know that she can come to me for help. And she was telling me her situation, telling me about what's been going on, how she, you know, how's the holidays, and she has no one to be around, you know, things like that. And so I spoke with her, and I prayed with her. And as I was praying, she started crying. And, she's like, she's been going through all this stuff, and animosity's been going on, and people have been trying to fight her, and how people have been calling her ugly and things like that. And I told her, well, I don't see that. I'm looking at a beautiful young lady right now, you know.
Amen.
And she lit up, you know.
Amen.
And she lit up and she smiled, and I could tell she hadn't smiled in a long time just because of what the spirit that gave off. When she smiled, that spirit that I had received from her gave me the indication that she hasn't used that smile for a long time. And and I was like, well, I have to go. My bus had pulled up and stuff. I told her to come here today for our support meeting. So I'm praying that she makes it here, Brother Leroy. And we were just talking about about how the youth have answers, and I just want to get your thoughts on that, and I also want to recognize the number with the 1787 number. We're going to get to you in 1 second, sir, or ma'am, whoever with this number here. But Leroy, just tell me, how do you feel about the young people having answers?
Young people having answers. Well, I actually want to comment on that that situation with you and the lady and stuff. And
okay.
I'm glad you you know, talked to her and everything, and made her feel better. And something else, you know, invite her to church. You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like she's looking for some, you know, the right love, and with that's in Jesus Christ. You know, invite her to church. And a lot of her problems will go away once she gets in that situation right there. Okay, kids having the answer. I truly feel that kids experience things as young age, and they learn a lot, and they take in. But as far as them having the answer, I don't see where they have the answer to everything. Okay, I see that they get a lot of stuff, a lot of answers and situations from people that raise them and what they see. So right answer for the kids to have, and if they on the right path as going to school, getting an education in the right household, where there ain't no chaos, and they've been led to the church and not to the streets and not to all the crazy and the matter that's going on, that's where I see them having the right answer.
Exactly. And the caller with the 1787 number, I want to hear from you. This is Brother Carson, Mad Dash Radio. Caller, who's this?
Pedro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Carson?
Doing real good. Doing real good. I just want to get your 2 cents on the topic about young people having the answers.
What was the question?
Young people have the answers. I want to hear from you. Why do the young people have answers, or why don't they have the answers? I want to hear your opinion on it.
Why young people have the answers, or why they don't have the answers? Well, a lot of, you know, there are some young kids that do have answers, you know. I mean, they have answers, you know, as far as, you know, what they want to do. And, you know, sometimes as adults, we gotta listen to them, you know. But young people, they got to listen to adults, too, you know.
Right.
That's one thing, you know, that they got to understand, that they got to learn to communicate with adults, you know, and it's hard in society, you know, today that young people don't want to do the two-way street today. You know, they just, it's like me, you know, it's our way or the highway, you know, so
right.
Until they learn, you know, that it's, you know, that to learn to work with adults, you know, and, you know, let God, you know, first of all, let God in their lives. A lot of them don't have God in their lives, you know, so.
Right.
So that's the key word, you know, they got to let God in their lives, let God work right. with them, you know, and God is going to teach them, you know, that, you know, leadership, you know, roles.
Definitely. I think that's it, though. It's just lack of leaders, you know what I mean? I also want to hear from this number here, number with the 0183 caller. This is Brother Carson, Mad Dad Radio. Who is this?
This Young O, what's up?
How's it going, sir? What's your name?
This Young O.
Oh, how's it going, Young O? How you doing?
What's good with you, friend? I'm good. How you doing? How y'all, brother?
We doing real blessed out here, man. So I had a just before I let you talk, sir. Just to let everybody know, I have the privilege to talk to this guy here earlier today, and he's currently transitioning out of the street life until the church, until finding you know his main purpose
with the Lord, and he seems like a very he's a very intelligent guy. So I want you guys to I want to hear from you a little bit, sir, about what's going on with you and why do young people have the answers and what's going on.
I wasn't able to hear your show. I was on the phone and I had something wrong with my computer where I wasn't able to.
Oh, no problem. We're just talking about how young people have the answer, and how young folks can be lost sometimes, and I just want you to just tell a little bit about your story and what's going on with you.
All right, first of all, I'm gonna say a lot of what's going on with young people, you know what I'm saying, and I don't want to say this to blame nobody, you know, because it's nobody's fault. In fact, it's not about what happened; it's about where we're going now. You know what I'm saying? And what happened is only important as to relate to where you're going, because you want people to know where you at. You want them to know where you came from. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Past is important, but we don't have to dwell on that. You know what I'm saying? What we
right.
dwelling on is the future. You know what I'm saying? And a lot
right.
of what's wrong or what happened is because of the generation before us and people not guiding us. The leaders, like I heard the little part you were saying about the leaders when I had just called. We don't have no leadership out here. You know what I'm saying? It's because the leadership is telling kids, you know what I'm saying, the wrong way. You know what I mean? How to do things. And all the time we didn't realize, like, all the time we didn't waste it, we didn't realize, like, the way to really get some money or the way to really do something is the legal way at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You could try to be Scarface out here and all this and all that other stuff, but that's that TV made-up bull crap that some of these guys in the neighborhood gonna tell you because that's where they stuck at and they don't know no better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't understand that this is tangible. This is something you can get now, illegally. You know what I'm saying? Like, this music money, entertainment money, anything you want to do, business, anything you want to do is possible to do, and this is the way you should do it. Instead of, man, take this this pack right here or take this right here. And do, you know, that's where they at right now because that's what they doing still. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's going to take somebody to tell them the right way to do it in order to influence these kids if that's what needs to be. I mean, either way. You know what I'm saying? The kids first or the adults first. Either way, we got to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm personally one out here. I can't say for everybody. I can't speak for everybody else and what they're going to do. But I can speak for myself and say that it's a new day. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who, all of the gang, people know my affiliation, what I am and what I was and what I come up with, but notice now it's a new day. You know what I'm saying? So all this telling kids to do that, I ain't got no enemies out here. I don't want none. You know what I'm saying? Anybody
right.
who had a problem with me,
yeah,
it's different now, man. I'm not in these streets. Ain't no coming up to me talking about I got this to sell or I want to smoke. I don't get down like that no more, fam. You know what I'm saying? I
right.
love everybody and I appreciate everybody, and I know I still got a lot of people who, you know, still get down like that, you know, who happen to be my friends and everything, but that's not me and that's not what I'm associated with, anything that in that order, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't, it's over with, you know what I'm saying? And this is the way to go, and I'm going to show you people how to be successful at doing it. I could just lead by example, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
Exactly.
But I know God's going to help. With God, there's nothing you can't do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's nothing you can't do. He's been telling you this all the time. You got all the skills to do it. You just don't know you do. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't putting God first. You got to put God in everything you do. Even if you're going to be a gangster rapper, you got to put God in it. And God going to show you the plan he got for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But people going to think I'm going to come out preaching or whatever. I'm not coming out preaching, man. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do better than I can tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, I appreciate you saying that because I think that's it, you know, to mend, you know, to attend to the wounds that's already been going on in our society with the youth is now, instead of trying to help, now we can only lead by example, you know, and I like when you say you got to put God in it, and then God will show you your true, you know, identity, you know, because that was the very first thing we was talking about at the beginning of the show, because, you know, Of course, we don't want our kids to be gangster rappers. But if you wanna if you wanna so-called think you know what you're doing and you wanna be a gangster rapper, you might as well have God with you, because God is always with you with grace anyway.
Right.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and then if you have that, you at least know that he will show you your true identity and you know, lead you to your real destiny, your real path, and leave that old path, the fleshly path alone. And that was actually what happened to me. When I got to talk with some leaders and got to understand what it means to be a leader, I had to stop doing the music I was doing, and I changed it around and did the music that the Lord wanted me to do. And, right. and therefore, I was able to uplift, and I was able to lead people to Christ. And
Let me say something real quick, bro.
Yes, sir.
I want people to understand, like, what I'm talking about doing. I don't know what he has in store
right.
for me. I don't know what he has planned
exactly.
for me. He's taking me and shifting me every day. So I think with your change,
right.
you know, God told you to do that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
For me, God told me another path to go. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, like,
mm-hmm.
me coming out preaching or
yeah.
me
right.
coming out telling anybody what to do, they and it's positive. You know, you know how black people is. Let's keep it 100. They say you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And that's so real, because I know people that answers right there to get some real money real fast legally, and you don't want to do it because it's in the book. You know what I'm saying? No, but you ain't gonna look for it. You ain't gonna look hard for it because it's in that book, and that's where they hiding it at because they don't want you to know about it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm really glad you brought that up. I've actually heard that before, and like you said, you know, it's hard, but it's real. I mean. You know, of course it doesn't apply to everybody, but it's real. It's a real thing. We only got 8 minutes left, brother, so I'm not trying to cut you off, man. I just want to get the last words from everybody before the show ends off. Gil, how you feel about that, that statement, if you want to hide something from black people, put it in the book? Brother Gil? Gil? Okay, I think Gil might be off air. Sister Lanita, how do you feel about that statement? I don't know what's going on. Can y'all hear me out there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay, Brother Gil, how do you feel about that statement? If you want to hide things from black people, put it in the book.
Okay, this is Brother Leroy right here. I mean, can I comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Leroy.
Well, that stand was stand because a lot of black people was illiterate and didn't know how to read and didn't have the skills to read at first. But today, I mean, that don't apply no more. I mean, I struggled to read, but today I read every day. I'm so hungry and so thirsty on learning. I read every day, so that don't apply today. That don't apply today.
Well, I mean, I would say that too, but then it actually does apply today because, like I said, it doesn't apply to everyone, but it does apply today. And the reason why it does is because it's evident around us. I mean, you can even read. I know a lot of people don't know too much about it, but the Willie Lynch letters and all that stuff, he predicted a lot of this stuff going on, you know.
What?
You know, so it does apply today. It does not apply to everyone, I think is what we're saying on that. But just to have my final thoughts, everybody, I do thank you all for calling in, and we're going to pray out pretty soon. I just want to have my final thoughts of that. Somebody had a comment?
No.
I'm having like some interference. Somebody's phone is not fully there. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna do my final thoughts real quick, and then we're gonna pray out, guys. So what I'm hearing for today. I'm hearing that young people do have the answers, but we tend to not have the correct guidance. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when you're taking a test and you're planning on cheating and you answer right answers on the wrong questions, you know what I mean? And then you mess around and you fail because you didn't properly apply yourself with the studying of your craft or of the lifestyle that you're supposed to be living or the lifestyle that you want. So I do believe young people have the answers, but we don't have the appropriate guidance that goes with those answers. And I think that's all we need these days is just people to listen to one another. If we can find a voice within each other and start appreciating each other, then I think we can really get this going where the youth will no longer have any purpose for gang activity and stuff like that. And unfortunately, we may never end gangs, but we can always save a life. And I think that's all purpose on this earth is to save a life, even if it's one person. You know, rather if you're doing music or if you are a pastor or anything like that. Youngo, I do appreciate you for calling in, man, because your insights are valuable. And the youth out there need to know that it's never too late to change. Gil, I especially appreciate you for calling in, and Brother Pedro, Sister Lamita, and Brother Leroy and VJ for calling in. I thank you guys for doing that. We're going to pray out right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for having us on this show together, Lord. We may not be in front of each other or next to each other, Lord, but we all can feel each other, Father God, through your anointing, Lord, your blessings, Father. We can all feel you, Lord. And we thank you for having us all on the show here talking about our young people and how the young people do have answers, Lord, but we need you to be more evident in their lives, Lord, so they can have a purpose, Father, to do what they're supposed to do in your name, Father God. We are lost, Lord. Now it's time for us to be found, Father God. We are hungry, Lord, so now it's time for us to be fed, Lord. You know, we want you to be there for us. We want you to make sure that everything that we do, that you can guide us in the right direction so we won't never have to stumble off any of those stumbling blocks like Brother Gil mentioned earlier today, Lord. There's a communication interference, Lord. Even the enemy is trying to interfere our conversation on the show, Lord, but we persevere, Lord. And if only you can give us that spirit with regular everyday life, Lord, we can appreciate that, Father God. In your Son Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen.
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 Definitely. I would love if you guys can call back next Tuesday, 1 o'clock. You know where to go to. If you have friends, you make sure you let them know that they tune in. I appreciate you guys for calling in and talking and having that. Next episode, I think we should talk more about the youth, but I think this time we're going to talk about the old generation, the old school, and where we messed up. There's a spot where we messed up. I know, Youngo, that you mentioned you didn't want to blame anybody, but there is people to be blamed. But instead of blaming and staying there and dwelling on the past like you mentioned, I think we can find the problem and we can then find a solution. So I think that's what we should talk about next week, 1 o'clock. That's our cue right there. And I want to wish everybody God bless and come back next week.
Yeah.
All right, people, this is Blog Talk Radio. Next Tuesday, 1 o'clock, tune in. The call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. Again, call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. And we'll see you guys.